Well, welcome to, once again, our Ignatius Book of the Week segment here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. Joining me this morning is Tony Ryan, who is the Director of Marketing for Ignatius Press. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
Good. You're very welcome. It's great to have you here. Now, it's interesting because since we started this segment, it's been the Ignatius Book of the Week segment. However, we're gonna deviate from that just a little bit today and actually talk about a movie. So before we actually talk about the movie that we're going to talk about today, Tony, I'd really like to have you tell our listeners a little bit more about movies in general and just that being just one aspect of what Ignatius Press does.
Sure. Yeah, as you mentioned, we are mainly a Catholic book publishing company founded about almost 40 years ago now by Father Joseph Fessia, who is a Jesuit. And maybe about 20 years ago, we started getting into movies, starting to produce a few ourselves, mainly documentaries, but mainly buying them for distribution in the Catholic world. And, you know, we discovered that there are a lot of great films on the lives of saints actually being made in Europe and other parts of the world that, you know, we really didn't know about. There weren't many being made here in America, you know, but, you know, Hollywood's not churning out saints' stories too often, but being made by various studios around the world. So we started making connections and building up relationships with these film studios in different parts of the world, who are making these beautiful movies on the lives of the saints or Catholic stories in general, and licensing them and distributing them, and felt like this is a good complement to what we do as a book publisher, because our goal in making movies available is to get people to, you know, see a great movie and then go deeper, you know, go deeper into getting a book that will take them more into the deeper into the story and help them really reflect more on what that movie was about and what the lessons are for their own lives. So that's what happened about 20 years ago. And so movies have become a big part of the work of Ignatius Press, both movies and documentaries.
Yeah. Do you find that different people respond, of course, to different things? I mean, some people are very visual and they love to read a book. Others, maybe not so much. And a movie might speak to them in a different and maybe more effective way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, in our culture today, movies are huge, and they have been for a long time. And so we don't have a culture that reads as much as we should. And so we think that movies are, as I mentioned, a good doorway to get people to think more about maybe picking up a book after they've seen a movie that's really inspired them. And I mean, I know I've done that. And let's face it, it's easier to watch a movie than read a book. I mean,
sure,
watching a great movie is just a great experience. It's, you know, it's just a lot easier. I mean, it can be really deeply inspiring, entertaining. But again, hopefully, it'll move people to something deeper, to read a book, to deeper reflection and so forth. But yeah, movies are powerful. They're incredibly powerful, especially on the big screen. You know, if you go to a movie theater, there's nothing quite like that.
Yeah, and movies can be sort of a great intro, as you said a little bit earlier, Tony. To watch a movie hopefully will generate more interest in, you know, sort of some backstory or some things that maybe you didn't see in the movie that would actually have someone pick up a book. And I know that sometimes that can be difficult. In fact, I can probably count on one hand the number of movies that actually lived up to the expectations of a book. So it's not that you necessarily get the whole story in a movie, but you certainly will get the overarching story, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's almost, as you say, it's almost, it's very rare that a movie lives up to or is as good as the book. So that's the beauty of reading the book. But again, a movie can open that door for people to want to go and read the book and go deeper and get the whole story. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of examples of that with movies that are well made, but the books are better. And that's not a criticism of the movie, because a movie is, 2 hours, and you can only tell so much in 2 hours, especially
right.
If a book is, you know, 300 or 400 pages.
Sure.
No criticism at all of movies, but again, a movie can only do so much. Then go to the book and get the whole story.
But that's why we're talking about a movie today. It's our Ignatius Book of the Week segment, and Tony Ryan, the Director of Marketing for Ignatius Press, is with us. Now, I imagine this movie that we're going to talk about right now, Tony, is probably very near and dear to your hearts over at Ignatius Press. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So we have a movie. It's a brand new movie about Ignatius of Loyola. So, of course, we are Ignatius Press. Ignatius of Loyola is the saint who we are named after. As I mentioned, the founder of Ignatius Press is Father Joseph Fessio, who was a Jesuit, Ignatius of Loyola. Saint Ignatius of Loyola is the founder of the Jesuits. And so this is the first English language feature film ever made on Ignatius of Loyola. About 70 years ago, there was one that was made in, I think, Spanish, made in Europe. But this is the first English language full feature film. And it was actually made, kind of interesting, it was actually produced by the Jesuit Communications Office in the Philippines, which is a branch of the Society of Jesus, a branch of the Jesuits. So the Jesuits themselves in the Philippines put together a team, very talented film people, writers, directors, producers, everybody, because they really thought we need to have a good film about the founder of the Jesuits. And they went to Spain. They wanted to make it true to the story where Ignatius was from. He grew up in Spain. So they went to Spain. They auditioned many Spanish actors, found really some great talent over there, and also Spanish actors that speak English, which is really a great benefit for us in the English-speaking world, because often when we license films from Europe and other parts of the world, they're shot in that local language, which, you know, can be Spanish or Italian or French, German or whatever, and then we have to either dub them or put subtitles with them, which is okay, and, you know, that works okay, but there's nothing like having it shot in English. So they shot this beautiful film in Spain, in the locations where Ignatius lived, with Spanish talented Spanish actors. They've got a great music score by a very talented a man who writes music scores, and it's just a powerful film. And we are making this film available to any Catholic organization, school or a parish or Knights of Columbus or anyone that wants to actually show it in your local movie theater. I mean, we're not a movie studio. We can't distribute movies into theaters like Hollywood studios, of course. But what we've learned how to do with some films in the past, Mary of Nazareth and Restless Heart, is to work with Catholic organizations all over the country to what we call to sponsor theatrical screenings. We make the film available. They rent out their theater. We provide the materials, including the film. They promote it, invite all of their people, their friends, their neighbors, and they can make it a fundraiser as well, because all the money they generate from the tickets they keep. And so you have this great kind of, multiply beneficial experience. You've got a great film, a great Catholic story, very inspiring. It's a tool for evangelization, and also it's a fundraiser. And so that's what we're doing with this film on Ignatius of Loyola.
It kind of sounds to me like everybody wins in a situation like that. Am I thinking rightly here?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd have to call that at least a win-win, if not a win-win-win. I mean, I think the theaters that we've done this in all over the country with Mary of Nazareth and Restless Heart, they really like what we're doing. These people that run these movie theaters, they like to have films like this that are inspirational, that give a message that really is something that's uplifting, and it also brings in their local community in kind of a special way. So for them, it's great, but especially for the Catholic organization, again, a school or a parish, any group can do this. And we have a website for just this movie called, it's just IgnatiusMovie.com. And if anyone goes there, you can learn a lot about the film, see the trailer, but also and see the endorsements that we've got. And we've got a lot of great endorsements from well-known Catholic leaders, but also learn all the steps you need to go through to just sponsor your own screening. We have a movie event planning guide that's free that you can download. The woman that handles all of this has been doing it for years now, Diane Hansen. You can contact her. Her contact information is there on our website. And I tell you, people learn that this is not hard to do. And in the past, with these other movies, some of these groups said, wow, let's do this. So they would, after they did it once and filled up the theater, they just said, let's do this again. And some of them did it 7, 8, 9 times, in one season. Had 7, 8, or 9, 10 showings at their local theater. And, you know, so it became a great thing for their parish, for their school, for their community. And, you know, again, we talked about films earlier, that how powerful they are. in our culture and just for us in general, the kind of impact they make on us. And so this is really a kind of a exceptional opportunity for Catholics to take something like this, make it their own, you know, make it your own event at your own local movie theater, not in your church hall or your school. That's fine later, you know, down the road if you want to do that. But right now you have the opportunity to take a great Catholic movie. This is really a powerful film, very well made, about a great saint, Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, and bring it to your local movie theater. It's really amazing.
Now, I want to talk for just a moment, Tony, about something that's going on right now, because you mentioned about how this is a very well-made movie. This is a big screen movie. This is an amazing picture. And there's a movie out right now about a couple of Jesuits, the Martin Scorsese film, Silence, right? This is a good follow-up to that, actually. It would be a great compliment to that, because You see about these, about these Jesuits, and now you can find out about the founder of the Jesuits and what really sort of captivated and motivated these guys in the early days of the Jesuits to do what they did, right?
Absolutely. And so, you know, for, you know, the movie Silence that you mentioned, I mean, that movie tells you how heroic these Jesuit missionaries are, the kind of zeal, the kind of courage, the kind of faith that they have. And that, where does that come from? Well, it comes initially from their founder, Ignatius of Loyola.
Right.
And, of course, it ultimately comes from God, but Ignatius is the instrument God used to found this incredible order, the Jesuits. And Silence is a great example of the kind of incredible faith and zeal these Jesuit missionaries have and the sufferings that they've endured. And so then you say, well, I want to find out who was the guy that started all this, and that's the movie that we have. And this movie, it's powerful. I mean, I think it's especially great for men today, because it shows you what Ignatius went through himself personally. I mean, he went through a lot of suffering. He had to really endure a lot of challenges and really have a transformation in his own life. I mean, he was a soldier. He was a womanizer. He was a man that was very worldly. He had to have a complete transformation, and he went through a lot of suffering for that to happen. And men today can really relate to Ignatius of Loyola. This is in some ways a contemporary story that men today, especially men who are saints in the making, but don't even know it, like Ignatius of Loyola, they will identify with this guy very much. And that's the power of a film like this.
Yeah, that's a great point. Tony Ryan, by the way, the director of marketing for Ignatius Press, is with us. I'm Gus Lloyd. It's our Ignatius Press Book of the Week. And we're talking about a movie today, Ignatius of Loyola. And you can find out more at ignatiusmovie.com. But, you know, you bring up such a great point, Tony. And as you were speaking, it really kind of reminded me of this. You know, we're kind of seeing now the wussification of men, you know, the wussification of America. And when we look at somebody like Ignatius of Loyola, who, again, was a man's man, I think that's a great point that, you know, and this is a movie not only for men, but I think it would be particularly appealing to men, by the way, to really take the whole family to. And just one other thing that I wanted to mention in regard to the Martin Scorsese film Silence that is out right now about these Jesuit missionaries and finding out more about sort of what drove them and the founder by checking out this Ignatius of Loyola. Look, you can throw some money at a Hollywood studio, or you can make this a fundraiser for your own parish. And the monies that you raise can go towards your own parish and the good works that your parish or a ministry are doing. Which of the two do you think would be the right way to go, eh?
Yeah, and you know, and again, it can be, you know, you could, if you run a pregnancy center, you could hold this movie and raise money for your local pregnancy center. If you're trying to build a Catholic school, I mean, there's all kinds of causes that you could put this film event on for. It's up to you, but it's a great tool of evangelization. And this movie, as I say, it's a movie. It's great for men, but it's for all. You know, it's for men and women as well. There's a great love story in this movie. But I would not recommend it for any teenagers and up. It's a pretty graphic story. Ignatius of Loyola, he had a rough life. I mean, he was a soldier, and he got hit by a cannonball, and his leg got destroyed, and they had to break it and reset it twice. I mean, there's a lot of kind of graphic stuff that goes on in here. But I would say 12, 13 and up, it's a great film for anyone in that age group and older. And, I mean, it's powerful. A movie like this can really be a life-changing experience.
And, again, if you're interested in what we're talking about today, know that the folks at Ignatius Press are there to help you, to help guide you through this thing. But as Tony said, I think it's something that could really be a thing that would bring together your organization or your parish. So, again, all the resources, the trailer and everything available at IgnatiusMovie.com. Right, Tony?
Exactly, IgnatiusMovie.com. And again, there's a woman, Diane Hansen, her contact information there. You can call her, you can email her when you get to the site. She'll guide you through everything. She'll help you fill out the forms. And again, it's a turnkey deal. We provide posters, movie tickets, event planning guide. You know, it's all there. Anyone can do this. And once we've got the materials, we've got the film. You just need to get the theater and go with it. And you can make a huge impact. Major, it's amazing what you can do with a big movie like this.
Great work you guys are doing. Let me spell it just in case. IgnatiusMovie.com. IgnatiusMovie.com. Tony, thanks again for being with us. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Gus, thanks for having me on. God bless you.
Always a privilege. Tony Ryan, Director of Marketing for Ignatius Press, our Ignatius Book of the Week segment, featuring a movie this time, Ignatius of Loyola, here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.